Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is January 23rd, 2020. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 187 of the Follow English Podcast. And today I'm going to be speaking about three Uruguayan cities. Yes, well, first of all, Happy New Year, everyone. Sorry for taking so long to record a new episode. Let's just hope that this year is a bit different with more episodes. Well, like I did a couple of years ago when I went to the United States. Then when I came back, I did a short episode about three cities I visited in the United States. So this time I'm going to do the same about three places in Uruguay. I don't know if I can call them cities because, one of them is really small during the year, during the rest of the year. Of course, in the summer, as it's on the coast, then it gets pretty crowded in the summer. So I'm going to be speaking about Punta del Este, or in a better Spanish pronunciation, Punta del Este. And also Montevideo, the capital of Uruguay, and finally Colonia del Sacramento, that's a historic city in the south of Uruguay. So Uruguay is this very small country that borders Brazil to the north and Argentina to the west. The coast is on the Atlantic Ocean, and it has a relatively small population, as I said, 3.3 million people. The country is very small as well. The area of Uruguay is comparable to the state where I live down here in the south of Brazil. As you might know, Brazil has 26 states and one district, one like DC area. Basically it's, well, I don't know, 80 times bigger than Uruguay. So my state alone would be relatively the same size as Uruguay. Uruguay is used to be a very rich and prosperous country in the south, in South America in the past. Nowadays, I would say, generally speaking, that it's as its economy is based on cattle breeding and agriculture, then probably that's one of the reasons why they kind of stopped in time, and other countries have become more prosperous in South America. But anyway, Uruguay is really interesting. People on average are very well educated and very polite as well. And it's an interesting country because it has its culture completely different from Brazil, I would say, even though it might be similar in some ways to the culture of my state in the south of Brazil, as we share a border. Basically today I'm going to talk about those three cities. Let me get started by reading a short paragraph here on Wikipedia, and then I'll make my own comments. So I searched for Punta del Este on Wikipedia, and here's the first paragraph. Punta del Este is a city and resort on the Atlantic coast in the Maldonado department of southeastern Uruguay. Punta del Este is also the name of the municipality to which the city belongs. Although the city has a year-round population of about 9,200 inhabitants, the summer season greatly adds to this number. Of course, Punta del Este is probably the most famous beach in Uruguay, and obviously also the most prosperous. Then there are beautiful neighborhoods, beautiful houses. It's very rich compared to the rest of the country. You see a lot of Argentinians and even Brazilians, maybe more Argentinians than Brazilians, but this can be different in different times of the year. Of course, lots of Uruguayans as well. They have very good supermarkets and lots of buildings as well, beautiful buildings on the coast, right across the street from the beach. You know, that kind of place, you can picture those buildings, like 8, 9, 10 floor buildings facing the coast, facing the ocean. And it's famous for, you know, for these summer vacations for Brazilians and for Argentinians. Lots of people go there. This year I went there, and one of the things I like to do when I go to Punta del Este is to visit their yacht club, which is on the coast, obviously. And there are sea lions there. You can buy fish. It's beautiful. Lots of, there's a kind of deck where you can walk on, and this pier where you have lots of yachts. Beautiful yachts and boats, and lots of things to see. And another thing that people usually do when they go to Punta del Este is there is like you can see the tip of five fingers, as if there was a when you go to the beach. So one of the beaches, one of the famous beaches, you have the fingers. So if you search for Punta del Este fingers, you will find this on the internet if you want to see some images. Lots of people go there to take photos. And well, there are many other attractions. There are things around that you can do. There is this place called Casa Pueblo, which is a hotel and also a kind of museum, where this famous Uruguayan artist called Villaró, he built the place himself, and it's amazing. It's very big. Part of it is open for visitors, and part of it is just like a hotel. Yeah. Probably very expensive. I don't know exactly how much, but probably very expensive. So this place is called Casa Pueblo. Lots of people go there to take the pictures as well. It's on the coast. It's at the other end of the bay. So it's in a smaller city called Punta Bajena. But people normally think that it's actually part of Punta del Este. So that's one attraction. And another thing I like to do when I go to Punta del Este, which I have been a few times, I mean, probably I've been there like 4 or 5 times, another thing is to visit this place where they produce dulce de leche, which is a kind of, it's difficult to explain this, but it's a kind of jelly or jam or like maybe more similar in terms of consistency to peanut butter. So it's something that you can spread on bread to eat. It's really sweet. It's made of milk and chocolate, probably some kind of chocolate. So that's actually a typical product of Uruguay, and it's very famous around South America. Uruguayan dulce de leche. And very tasty as well. So we go to this place. It's a kind of farm about 5, maybe 10 kilometers from the coast. It's pretty near. And then you can, you know, you can see all these animals. So it's really nice for kids, for those of you who have kids. And it's a very nice place. Yeah. Montevideo then is the capital of Uruguay. It's similar in size to Porto Alegre. It has 1.5 million people living there. And there is a part of it where you have the port. And this is the historic part with lots of old buildings. So a lot of people visit that area to take pictures and to see some of the museums they have there. They have this place called Mercado del Puerto, where people normally go for the different barbecues they have there. Nowadays, they have something they call parrillada platense, which is the typical Uruguayan parrillada. It's a kind of barbecue. And there is the Brazilian parrillada. Maybe they have this different, they created this different style because lots of Brazilian tourists go there for the meat, to eat the barbecue. And Brazilians don't often eat the internal parts of the animals, and that, like the Uruguayans and the Argentinians. So they made a kind of different, more expensive, of course, but barbecue, because the barbecue they make, it's a number of things that come together. So like four or five different cuts of meat. And in this case, the Brazilian one is a bit more expensive. And of course, it's the prime parts of the cuts, the prime cuts, the best cuts. So then besides Montevideo and Punta del Este, another city that is quite interesting and famous and people like to go there is Colonia del Sacramento. Colonia del Sacramento is about 180 kilometers from Montevideo. Ah, and by the way, Punta del Este is around 130 kilometers from the capital, Montevideo. And so the attractions in Colonia del Sacramento are a little bit different. There is one geographical feature for those who are not from South America that's pretty interesting to know, is that the city, Colonia del Sacramento, which probably has around, I don't know, 70 to 100,000, I'm just guessing, I'm not checking this number, but around that in terms of population. It's just across the Rio da Plata, which is the river dividing Argentina and Uruguay. So depending on the day, if it's really a clear sky day, I think if you strain your eyes, you can see Buenos Aires in the far background, and probably you can see Colonia from Buenos Aires. I don't know, maybe not in this case, because Buenos Aires has the tall buildings and Colonia obviously doesn't. But so Colonia, the attractions there is the historic neighborhood, which was colonized by the Portuguese. So this is one interesting city because it was colonized both by the Portuguese and by the Spanish. And there is a bay as well. And at the other end of the bay, then you have the part which was colonized by Spain and by the Spanish. And actually, the Portuguese part is really well conserved. So lots of, you know, there is a gate, there is a kind of fortress, there is a lots of things to see as well. There is a lighthouse. I don't know if that lighthouse was actually built by the Portuguese, but you can go up there and you have a view of the city. Yeah, it's really interesting. Nice pictures there with old buildings and even the cobblestone streets. They're pretty interesting to see. And that's it. I think this episode is it's becoming too big. So I think I've done enough. This is 13 minutes and a half. Well, that's it. I wanted to share a little bit about my last trip. And I think Uruguay is a great place. I also visited a couple of other places. But, you know, I spent 12 days traveling by car in Uruguay. I did 3,300 kilometers altogether. Of course, the first and last day, they were longer in terms of distances, because those were the days I had to kind of sacrifice in order to get there as soon as possible and start visiting the places. But yeah, it was a great experience. Not the first time in Uruguay, as I told you. It's always a place to come back and go back and revisit. So this is it for today. I hope you're all learning something. If you're teaching English, if you're a teacher, you could explore this episode by asking people to talk about three different cities of a different region of the world and compare some of the numbers I gave and some of the aspects I talked about, see if the cities are different. And you can also just listen for the listening skills to develop your listening skills. I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye.